he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
We've got a bear on the loose in Romania.
Okay.
And hunting authorities have finally given their approval to shoot it. They were a little bit hesitant. They didn't want to have to harm the bear if possible.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's drinking. And it's drinking up their brandy.
Uh-huh.
This bear has been breaking into houses, smashes windows, breaks in doors, raiding kitchens, eating sugars and lard, just eating lard.
Yeah.
Because apparently they have those in Romanian kitchens.
It sounds like me after I've been drinking too much. Sugar and pizza.
Exactly. But in this case, it started to get into the locally made blackcurrant brandy, and that was the last straw.
Yes. Oh. Don't waste the good stuff.
No. You know, it's interesting. I kind of remember my dad saying something along the lines that if I got into his bar, he'd put me down too.
Right.
So.
Right.
So people are protective of their liquor.
Yes.
Yep.
People are the same the world over.
Yeah,
why can't we all just get along? In the Philippines, a man who has been helping them celebrate Good Friday for 32 years says he actually no longer feels any pain when he's nailed to a cross.
Oh.
Yeah. They do a Good Friday reenactment, and boy, are they authentic.
Oh,
32
wow.
times Ruben Anaj has portrayed Jesus Christ and has been literally nailed to the cross, and he said it just doesn't really even feel it anymore.
Yeah, I hope that's good pay.
Yes, you would hope. He says he's only got a few years left before he retires, so it must be. I mean, he's going to retire early. He's 58.
Wow.
He's going to retire at 61. But, I mean, he's got a good nest egg built up.
Did he reveal what kind of drugs he uses?
To numb said pain.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Finally, in Rhode Island, on a Monday morning, if you're hating the job you're going into today,
yes,
I've got one for you.
Okay.
There is a lifeguard that is needed.
Okay.
At the Dyer Woods Campgrounds, they need a new lifeguard, must have excellent communication skills and the ability to work as part of a team.
Okay.
I'm already out. The uniform is inexpensive.
Okay.
It is nothing. It is the Dyer Woods Nudist Campground.
Ah.
They need a lifeguard at the nudist campground.
I've wondered about it. So if you work at a nudist place, you have to be nude too?
They actually say you don't have to. It's clothing optional for the employees.
Well, that's pretty...
I just don't feel
the pressure.
Yeah, I know. I'm the only one walking around with pants.
That's right. And I just don't want all the bits exposed to the sun all the time.
That, I think about that. Well, I mean, that has to be a danger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really got to keep up on the sunscreen.
Have you seen the bathing suits people wear? They're barely covering it anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't
know.
Worried
umbrella,
about sun exposure.
Fine. Maybe a big umbrella.
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.